Task 2, the Christmas tree. Christmas was a wonderful time in Brooklyn. Holiday feelings were in the air long before it came. The first hint was seeing Mr. Morton going around the schools to teach Christmas carols. The first sure sight was the store windows. You have to be a child to know how wonderful a store window looks, filled with dolls and other toys. The cold, still air was full of pine smells and the smell of tangerines, which appear in the stores only at Christmas time. The mean street was truly wonderful for a little while. There was a cruel custom in the neighborhood. It was about the trees still unsold when Christmas Eve midnight approached. If you wait until 10, you might not have to buy a tree, because it would be chunked at you. That was literally true. At midnight, poor people gathered where there were unsold trees. The man threw each tree, starting with the biggest one. If a boy didn't fall down under the weight of the tree was his. Only the bravest boys and other young men elected to be hit by a big tree. The others would wait until a tree came up that they could stand against. The little kids waited for the tiny trees. On Christmas Eve, when Francie was 10 and Neely 9, Mama let them go down to try to get a tree. Francie had chosen her tree earlier that day. She had to stand near it all afternoon and evening, praying that no one would buy it. To her joy, it was still there at midnight. The man took the tree first. Francie and Neely stood at one end of the lane and the big man with the big tree at the other end. The man raised the great arms to throw the tree. When he noticed how tiny the children looked at the end of the short lane, the man hesitated. "Why don't I just give them a tree and say Merry Christmas and let them go? What's the tree to me? I can't sell it any more this year, and it won't keep until next year. But then all the other people would expect to get trees handed to them. So next year, no one would buy a tree from me." Francie saw the man raise and lower the tree. Something dark and heavy was touching her face. Her brother was standing near her with eyes opened widely. Had they won the biggest tree in the neighborhood? Some of the boys cried, "Hooray!" and the people clapped. The smiling tree man approached, saying, "And now get out of here with your tree. It's my holiday present to you. God bless you and Merry Christmas."